It's not uncommon for us to see language in bail terms or promises to appear that say no communication direct or indirect.
Right.
It's a very standard clause. And irrespective of what it says with respect to access, language tends to be very compelling in court. And certainly when a different judge reads another judge's terms, they give it plain meaning. So, for example, the subject of indirect or the subject of access. Why is it that on the criminal side, certainly on the Crown side, language like indirect or access is used? In other words, why doesn't it say direct only? Or why doesn't it say custody or access? But it oftentimes says direct or indirect, which causes counsel to question whether does that mean that the family counsel shouldn't be communicating with this unrepresented complainant? And does it mean that access is now, is the person accused, hamstrung, the best they can ever expect until the criminal case is dealt with fully, that the best they can expect is access, because the word is used.